question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no.
No, 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 no.
Welcome back to Unmatched Sports, the podcast that gives you an exclusive look into the lives of TSU football players and coaches. I'm your host, Jamel Matthews, and today we're kicking off things with a powerhouse on and off the field. I had the pleasure of talking to TSU defensive end Michael Akins. Now enough of me, let's get into the interview.
One thing I always admired about you, you always represent Louisiana. Could you just share to the people your upbringing in Louisiana and just how it influenced you in your collegiate career as a football player?
Fun fact, I'm not originally from Louisiana, but I moved to Louisiana when I was 11. So being in Louisiana for about 12 years, 11 years of my life, especially like the second half of my life, really made all the adversity. And the triumph out there, I ain't gonna lie to you, I went through a lot, especially in my high school career. A lot of people probably won't know. I ain't gonna lie to you, man, Louisiana made me, bro. Just all the hard times, man, just having to go get it on my own, you know, in the household with my mom and my sister. Just really having to go get it on my own, man.
I always admired that about you. Even when I first met you, your freshman year at TSU, you know, talking to my brother about you, seeing the mentality that you have, it always set you apart from everybody else. The second question I want to ask you, what aspects of playing defensive end resonate the most with you? And how do you mentally prepare for, like, to play during the season? Because I know it can be grueling at times to, you know, line up against a big offensive lineman that have to go, you know, 40 minutes to go against that offensive lineman.
Really, just dog, man. Just dog. Just have that dog mentality. Have that mindset that nobody in front of you can block you. Nobody in front of you can stop you. I mean, you know, I've seen some great offensive linemen in the swag. I've seen some great offensive linemen out of the swag. In preseason play, man, just going, man. The motor, man. I feel like if I do lose a rep, man, just to keep playing, man. You know, just have that dog mentality. I honestly, truly, me personally, I don't feel like nobody can stand in front of me and block me 1-on-1, at all. But that's just me. That's my mentality, and I'm gonna keep that mentality because that's what helps me win reps, you know. So just having that dog mentality, man. Going at anybody, don't matter who they are, what they do, no matter the accolades, they gotta strap their pads up just like you, man. At the end of the day, we all bleed the same blood.
And one of the things about it, I think you have some dogs around you. You talk about DeMarcus Thompson, you talk about Jacob Williams, Isaiah Bogart. The list goes on and on and on. You got some dogs around you. Being a captain on this team, being an emotional leader on this team, how would you describe, like, the chemistry within the TSU defense? Like, what role do you play in, like, in fostering the environment around you? Like, when it gets high, like, what role do you play? When it gets the lowest of the lows, what role do you play?
I'm really just the keep guys going guy, you know? I'm always high energy. A lot of guys relate to me. I think that's a big thing as well. We all relate to each other on the defensive side. We're all one unit. But I just think I'm gonna get them going, guy. You know, I don't let nobody be down on themselves. Nobody ever see Mike down on himself. You know, no chin down, always head up. You know, it's just we gotta keep going. The coaches emphasize the next play mentality, and I carry that with me for sure. Because, man, whatever happened this play is not gonna happen next play. Ain't nothing more important than the next play. You know, so. It's just keeping the guys going, man. Keep heads high. Keep the energy high, man. Because like, on defense, you gotta be able to fly around and hit people. So that's probably my part. Especially before, like before we go on the field, man. I make us huddle up and we jump, we bounce, man. We bounce, get the energy on, get the flow going, you know. Because we finna go out here and hit people, you know. And I don't want nobody tiptoeing. I'm trying to get us going, get us ready.
Freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, last season, not just senior season, even during the spring camps that I saw you. I know it's going to be the same in the fall. You always the guy, you know, you get people going. If people are lethargic, you the guy to get everybody going. That's one thing I always loved about you. Now, when we talk about, you know, dogs, you got to go to the coaches. Now, you talk about your room in specific. One thing that I want to ask you, what's your relationship with Coach Pass Waters?
Coach Pass, my guy. Very down to earth, very, very genuine guy. You know, that's all you can ask for in a coach. He's hard on us when he needs to be. And when we could talk and just relate to stuff we got going on day to day life, that's who we could talk to as well. We also got another addition on the coaching staff. Deshaun played at Ohio State, played with Detroit Lions, and coming in the room just to help Coach Password out, get some of the responsibilities off his hands, especially having to handle the defensive tackles and the ends. So, you know, it's just Coach Password, man. You know, he's one of a kind. My God, man, love him to death, not gonna lie. That's my dog. Oh, yeah, and I can't forget about Jack Ness, man. We got Jack Ness as addition too, man. He working with the interior as well. So, you know, they all do a great job. This actually their first spring together as the three. So it was smooth as well, man. It was fun. We got a lot of reps in and Andy. We learned a lot. Everybody got better, other than truly. So yeah, I'm ready to see what fall has in store.
All the interviews that I've done, I always tell people, you don't need to worry about the defensive line, defensive ends. You don't need to worry about them. I think y'all are in good hands with Jack Nance. You got Matthew Passwaters, and then y'all got another addition, another dog as a coach coming in this season that's going to help y'all a lot. So I always tell people, you don't need to worry about, you know, defensive line. You for sure don't need to worry about linebackers, but we'll say that for another day. You don't need to worry about those two. Before we get into like the upcoming season, I want to throw something new in the mix that's new to the podcast. Now, I think I know the answer that you're gonna give, but I still want to ask you just so the people can, you know, get to know you a little bit better. If you weren't playing football, what sport would you be playing right now?
Oh, baseball, 100%.
Yeah, I was on the money then.
100%.
Tell the people about you, like your background in baseball, and why did you choose? Why would you choose baseball if you wasn't playing football?
So baseball is actually the first ever sport I ever played. I started playing baseball when I was 7. I started playing football when I was 9. So growing up playing baseball, baseball was pretty big in Alabama. My dad played. So, you know, a lot of people knew me from my dad playing baseball, you know. So I played baseball in Alabama from 7 to 11. I moved to Louisiana. I played recreational for the first time since I don't know when. Then I got picked up by a travel team, and I had met my high school coach at the time. So I played middle school, and I played travel ball down there. And my freshman year of high school, I played my sophomore year. I played in my junior year when COVID hit. We didn't have no season. So at that point, it was just like, what I'm about to do. You know, we just had the football season. We had all the other season. Then we get baseball season, get counseled. So we go senior year, baseball season come around, and my dad asked me, he's like, you gonna go out and play? And by this time, Texas Southern had just offered me. This coach season had just offered me probably in like April or May. So they asked me, they're like, you wanna play baseball or you just go see this or not? I'm like, Dad, I don't know. Mind you, my dad played baseball coming up, so he wanted me to play baseball, you know? So he just was like, I don't know, but I ended up deciding not to play. You know, I stuck with football. I played baseball, basketball, and football in high school. It kind of took a toll on my body, not gonna lie. But you know, it what it is though. So we just rocked out with football for my senior year, and made the most of it, man. I think I finished with 16 sacks, 25 TFLs. Yeah, in 8 games, man. So
and you can't forget about Mike. You selling yourself short. Hey, you gotta tell people that you played a little bit of quarterback, man. You can't forget about that part. You're a complete athlete, man. You played baseball, played basketball, play defense, and you can't feel about the quarterback position.
Yeah, I used to play quarterback too. A lot of people don't know that, though. A lot of people, it's only my fifth year playing defense.
Yeah, that's the crazy part, but that's a testament to you. Anywhere that you go, any position somebody asks you to play, you can play it. I love you at defensive end, but hey, man, we got a special package. Coach Smith got a special package for you to come in like J.J. Watt did with the Texans a couple years ago to play quarterback. I wouldn't be against it. I seen what you did on your highlight tape. Playing quarterback.
I wouldn't be against it either.
I want to end the podcast this way, talking about the upcoming season. So two things, because I know this is your last season at TSU, and I know this is a very important season, not only for Coach Dishman, but for you as well. It's your last season. So what are some of your personal goals? And you can talk about the team goals if you want to, but I just want to get more so on your personal goals. But like, what do you want to happen this year?
For sure, double digit sacks, double digit TFLs. That's for sure. Let's see, we go first team all conference. I want to be an HC All American this year too as well. You know, Legacy Bowl, of course, and to represent the HBCUs, and I want the Shrine Bowl to put on for the HBCUs as well. you know, boost that depth stock. But as far as team goes, man, we got, of course, man, we want to finish in Atlanta no matter what. The goal is to finish in Atlanta. I feel like last year we sold ourselves short. We got the pieces for sure. We brought even more pieces. I ain't gonna lie to you. I think this year is going to be the most talent I have ever played with at Texas. Not even gonna lie, man. But you know, just bringing in pieces and having everybody on the same accord. You know, just one band, one sound. The more together we are, the better we go be, the harder we'll be to beat. So, you know, and I feel like Coach Dish and them have been doing a great job, especially with changing culture, changing mentality, and bringing in a lot of new pieces, man. A lot of new pieces. This is the first time since I've been at Texas Southern we had a full recruiting class from the spring to the fall. So this season's gonna be interesting, man. Go out to you. It's gonna be a lot of new faces around me, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to show them what Mike Akins is. You know, Jacob Williams. You know, a lot of people already know me because I probably hosted their official visits. They got me signed as the all time hoster. So, you know, man, just I'm really ready to just have some fun, man. Go out to you, bro. Football fun. I'm ready to have fun, enjoy myself with the guys. You know, get better. You know, even if the ball stopped bouncing this year for me, you know, I know for sure, I won't live with no regrets because I left it all out there. So, just going to make the most of it, man.
And one thing about it, Mike, I know you're probably not going to remember this, but when we talked in the 2022 season, like right before the season started, I interviewed you, and you said the statement that y'all wanted to make is we coming.
Yeah, I remember.
Now when we go back to that 2022 season, y'all were one game short of making the SWAC West Championship. Now, all I'm going to say to the TSU fans, hey, if Mike's saying it, it's going to happen. It showed off in the past, and I think it's going to happen in the future with Dishman and y'all, man. Something to tell the fans, this is the time to say it.
Tiger Nation, man, we need y'all. We need y'all here loud and proud this season, man. Y'all take a toll on the games. We need y'all loud and proud, you know. It's going to be a great year for us, a great run. We need y'all along with us. Hashtag this did.
That's a wrap for episode 1 of Unmatched Sports. Big shout out to Michael Akins for kicking things off the right way. Real talk, real insight, and a mindset that speaks for itself. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit the follow button, leave a review, and share it with someone who reps TSU or just loves the game. New episodes are dropping weekly. More players, more coaches, and more stories you won't hear anywhere else. This is Unmatched Sports, where TSU football speaks.